Yes, so this is our extra bonus from our fourth day of class and Sunday, September 16th for T-Touch for You Online. And Linda is going to lead us through a very, very special guided piece.
And before I do, I see a piece that Reverend Donna would like to say. I only saw a piece of it, and I would just like us to have a chance to respond to what Miranda said. Can you come back on? You started to say...
Oh, I'm so sorry. I was... yes. Hi, Donna.
Hi. I just was struck when Linda was talking about Atlantis. By the way, when I'm talking, it's like you have the big picture I get is of Eleanor. I don't get Linda's big picture. I don't know.
You are on a big screen when you're talking to everybody else.
Okay. Anyway, because I wanted to look at Linda, but Linda's like in the small picture.
Here.
Anyway.
No, what you're saying, Eleanor, okay. is that it doesn't come up when I'm speaking.
Right, but that I'm not recording, so it's okay because in the recording it will.
But she can't see me, is what she's
saying. Now I can. Now I can. Now you're on the big screen for me.
Okay.
So I wanted to share that when you brought up the past life regression with Atlantis, I know that I've been there and I had a vision there, and it felt like it was the Greek islands where I was, and there was white and blue, but I also know that Hawaii, supposedly Atlantis was part of Hawaii and went under the sea, or that was one part of it, and I think there's no coincidence that you wound up in Hawaii. It's mm-hmm. And then I wondered, it was so beautiful what Miranda just said, that we're all here and we're a tribe. And in something I wrote probably on Facebook, that we all manifested this. We're all here. We created this reality and we're all together in this. And that so I felt like I've had a past in Atlantis. And I wondered how many others did or felt that. And so that was what I shared.
Well, thank you. And I think it may be that it's not come up before in terms of, like for me, I've never considered Atlantis, but possibly as we're speaking and as we bring some of this information up, like that message that I wrote was so interesting. And what I read yesterday, I had never read before, and if you, it will be posted. Actually, Sandy's already posted it, and it is so interesting for our times, because the fact is, I have been really careful not to talk too much about the cells and stuff, because some people are, they think that if we talk about the cells, that people who just want their dog not to pull on the leash won't come to us. But you know what? I don't think that's true anymore. Because if we don't talk about this wonder that we are now, when? It's pretty interesting, the times that we're in. And what I read yesterday is very much related to that. And I was amazed, because as I said, this cell seed, the future is now. Recall your vow to speak for the kingdoms, that is the plants, the animals, the minerals, the nature spirits. To translate the word, be not afraid, your voice will be heard, like the wind in the trees, like the gulls in the breeze. And Martin, it was important you made the statement of, speak to some of the people in charge of things. On the other hand, that's great if we can do it, but we can also put this energy out. And please remember that every thought we have manifests. We did manifest this coming together. Take time each day to write words in this way. This idea of journaling, this idea of staying in touch, even though it's really hard for almost all of us to have the time to get on that Facebook, I am so deeply moved by what has come through from just these words that come out. Breathe with nature, release your fear, call on the help of the beings near. There's so many waiting in various forms. The angels and space beings are gathered here. To assist in the awakening, it will soon come clear that love is the answer. The seeds in the cells, that is the seed, that is the knowing, is in the cells. The voices of nature will be clear as yells of joy and thanksgiving too will hearken the deaf ones like a voice from the blue. This time, the difference is really clear. And what they mean by that this time, it's time that we come together. This time, the difference is really clear. The voice comes from inside. So tune your ear to inner listening. The song of the self could come to some in the form of an elf. And I would love to share some of my fairy poems with you. And they're not, I mean, the messages from fairies are just amazing. Mm-hmm. It might come in the form of an angel or a master, one of the ascended masters who've come to me, and I'm sure some of you, or even a space being. In most cases, the forms won't be for the seeing. We'll feel them. We won't necessarily see them. So trust is the key. Release fear to the light, and sunlight will prevail where formerly night kept the knowing in darkness and ignorance too of the simple memory that I am you.
Linda, that's so amazing. All of your poetry is, but when did you write that? I think yesterday when you shared, that is the remarkable thing with you and why you are this amazing being of light that, I don't know, that I'm so grateful for each and every one of your 82 years and the wisdom that you've, you know, accumulated along the way for all of us. But the fact that you were speaking that language so long ago is truly remarkable, truly.
1992, this one. This was not so long. I mean, some of them come back from 82.
Uh-huh.
82. And the fact that you're all gathered here, and the fact this wouldn't have happened if it wasn't for Sandy and Eleanor deciding that, you know, the three of us together can do this. It's been really incredible. And I've worked with so many of you. It's just, and I'm sure all of you in past lives. That's the beauty of it as we come together. I mean, it's really phenomenal. And the fairies just want you to hear one poem before we go into the woods, because some of you, on the 19th, there's going to be a book released on Amazon. It's called Entering the Secret World of Nature by Michael Rhodes. And Michael Rhodes, I mentioned before, because he wrote the first book called Talking with Nature. And it was based on that tree that he sent me out to talk to. And so he wrote to me about 6 months ago and asked me if I would write the foreword to his 22nd book, but he didn't give me the title. And I said, Michael, listen, I can't write a foreword. I don't, you know, it's not the kind of thing I can do. No. And so he wrote, I'm sorry, I said, I can't do it. And he wrote back and he said, but you have to do it. It's, the book is Entering the Secret World of Nature. And when I read that, I said, of course I'll do it. No, of course I will do it. I mean, I'm so excited when you read what I wrote in that foreword. And I tried to find it, to post it for you all, and I couldn't find it among all my documents last night. So I will somehow find it. Well, when the book comes out, it's in the book. So, but these fairies came to me with Michael in the botanical garden, And wait till you read, like people who read the description that I wrote of them coming was so incredible. Next time I'll share you with you the actual experience. But right now, some of these theories, they really want to be heard. That's moose medicine. This is from the orcas. This is message from the spirit of the horse. No, I know I want this fairies. Who wants to come through? There's one, I think the fire fairies want to come. Lisa, I see you sitting there. I was thinking of reading that poem to some of them that I read to you. It might be helpful. Okay. They want you to hear this. And I wrote this when I was in Australia, and I was weaving in the garden of Dr. Helen Caldicott, who was the doctor who started Physicians Against Nuclear War. And as I was weeding in the garden, if I didn't ask the weeds, who could I please pull them, I would get thorns stuck in mine. So I was really, like, really connecting with the fairies. And I had my journal there. And this is what they wrote to me. And they want you to hear it. Fairies flitting through my dreams touch my being, or so it seems, with magic wand and crystal beans. They make my life a whole lot brighter and free my breath when I get tighter. How can they do the same for you? Just ask them. They will touch you too. With magic wand and fairy glitter, reach out the next time you feel bitter. When problems burden you with strife, just ask for magic in your life. Call in the fairy king and queen. Imagine, though they can't be seen, they'll answer in the midst of night and put your worries in the light. Pack your problems in a bundle so fairies can then with them trundle, can lift them up and fly away. When morning comes, you'll see the day with lighter heart, your fears away. So don't forget, before you sleep, prepare your dreams so you can keep some time for them to come along, to play with you, till you belong to the group of humans who ask for help, whose troubles are lifted by dance and joy. So remember to tell each girl and boy to call the fairies to their dreams. They'll answer all, or so it seems. And I have to tell you this story. I can't stand not to do it. So I'm at the One Earth Gathering. There are about 100 people from around the world in Brisbane, Australia. And it's the last moment of this week long. And the bell is about to ring to end the session in this awareness center. And I couldn't stop myself. I jumped up and I said, who wants to come with me to the botanical garden to find the fairies? And about a dozen people jumped up, put their hands up. And one was Michael Rhodes and a couple of other guys who were amazing connections with the fairy kingdom. So we get in the bus, we go there to the botanical gardens, beautiful place. We sit down in a circle on a hillside, and there's this light coming through this jacaranda tree, the sunlight, you know. And we close our eyes, and instantly into the center of the circle jump two little fairies about 8 inches tall. That's the first time I'd seen them so like this. And one was a little male with a little crown on his head, and the crown had points, and he stood in the middle and just spun in the middle of the circle, like up in the air, spun, and the light was coming and hitting the points on the crown. And as he spun, they were hitting each person in the heart, lighting up the heart. And I'm like going, oh my God, oh my God, can anybody else see them? And this little female fairy had this little wand, and she went to each person and went boing, and this little light just like boing came off the third eye. just like to every person. And I'm sitting there like, how many people can see them? Who can see them? So when we finished the meditation, I said, who saw them? And I can't remember, but I know Michael did. Several people experienced them. But to me, like, that was 1985. And I can still feel this little light and the sunlight in my heart, just like opening my heart. And I have, you know, quite a few different poems from the fairies, and I realize sharing these with you, I really do have to make them in my next book, because you should see my house there. It's full of beautiful fairy figurines. Sandy, remind me to put some of the, because I have like a fairies riding on a hummingbird, and it's really beautiful. Hanging on the hummingbird, another one riding on a butterfly, and they want you to see them, mm-hmm. because they are real. And if any of you are interested in this sort of thing, you know, Findhorn in northern Scotland, for years they worked with the fairies to create the amazing botanical gardens that should never have been created in northern Scotland on the soil that they had, but it was because of this cooperation with the nature spirit. So when the fig tree says, you know, recognize the kingdoms of the plants and the animals and the minerals and the nature spirits, that's what they're talking about. And of course, I'm sure I'd love to see a show of hands. How many of you experience your guardian angels? I mean, all of us were brought here by our guardian angels. This is, you know, a given. And it's really important, actually, that I bring this in. So I leave you recognizing that. Because as we speak about this time and of coming together again, the next time when the planet is in this major change, it's happened before. Atlantis was not the first time. Lemuria happened before. This Earth has been around, they say, like 4 billion years or something. It's very sad what we're doing. And what I want to share with you is I've had this experience of going out through the gates of Orion in a really beautiful process with some of the ascended masters being with us, protecting us, including Jesus, and knowing that we together, all of those of us who care about nature, are co-creating. It's like a mirror planet, like a sister planet. It's right here in this dimension that we can't see, but it's a place where only beings can be who protect nature, because this beauty that we have on this planet is so unique in the universe that we know. And this is when we know this, and when we, each one of us, give our will to divine source, which is what this heaven on earth is about, just remembering we are this amazing representatives of divine source, and that when we give our will to the will of God, the will of source, that we can make a whole difference just by that, just by coming from the heart, just by trusting. So let's go to our woods now and close our eyes. Get real as comfortable as you can. Some of you may want to lie down on the floor. If you can still hear me, I'll come closer to make sure you can hear. And we're going to imagine now that we're going all together to this beautiful ancient forest with many, many wise trees. And these trees have been waiting for us, actually. We've, I think, taken 2 or 3 other journeys here in this time together. And I'd like you, as we enter this beautiful forest area, just to imagine that you can take your shoes off, and it's very lovely to feel the earth and walk on the earth. And with each step, just imagine you can feel the breath of Mother Earth as we enter from a lovely open meadow, enter into this beautiful, beautiful forest. And look around, each one of you, look around and imagine the trees and the type of trees you would like to be there with us. There'll be many different ones, and I would love it if some of you would describe them on the Facebook site from your journal, because I know some of these trees are going to have messages for us in the next time we're together. We're doing another different ceremony, and they're going to be there for us now. So walk and feel the breath of Mother Earth, and stretch your toes and move your bodies and feel the sun coming through in a very gentle, beautiful, warm, perfect temperature. And we're going to walk together, and we're just going to create this special area that's waiting for us. And in the middle, it's surrounded by these trees, and it's actually an oval area. And it's quite amazing, because what we're going to create here together in the earth is this, actually, it's an aquamarine crystal. The earth, it's like a crystal area that we can come and stand on and sit on and feel this aquamarine crystal under us. And in the oval, there is a beautiful little, just like a pond, with beautiful moving, very gently moving blue water. And in the middle of this pond is a really lovely woven basket. And I want each of you to put a flower or an herb, weave it into the basket, set it in here, and just imagine, talk to that flower or herb. Some of you will put herbs in. We're going to bring the flower kingdom, the plant kingdom in here. Beautiful, beautiful feeling. And this very, and the water, it's like a living water. It has this wonderful slight movement. Interesting. It's changing direction very gently. I don't know what is doing this. It's very beautiful. It's almost like a yin-yang feeling of the movement of the water. And feel that water. Actually, very carefully go over and put your hand in and just let this water flow through your fingers and feel the relationship of the water to the water in your cells. And fill your cells with the sunlight that's coming from that water. Take the water from this beautiful forest pond. Let it run through your fingers and just sprinkle it on your body. And let yourself feel that connection to the earth water in your own self. And feel, become a part of nature in this way. It's like we're recognizing, merging with Mother Nature and all of the kingdoms that we feel around us in the forest. And each one of you, we're just going to gently walk quietly, very quietly, walk around feeling this aquamarine crystal under our feet. And as we do, we're going to co-create the animals that have gathered here to come to surround us. Some are in the physical, some are back a little bit in the forest, some are coming closer, and there is a really, it's what I call the council of animals, the spirit of the animals in a circle above us, with every species in this circle, including the bees and the ants and all these little wonderful creatures of the earth, the worms, all of these beautiful snakes and many, many birds. And many of the birds are sitting on the animals, on the elephants. And just imagine you put the birds there where they want to be. And some of them are actually going to come down, the spirit animals, and be around us so that they're actually walking between us and wanting to connect in this way of the heart. Use your breath and feel this connection come up. And all the plants look around, again, acknowledge the trees. And now, let us call in any of the nature spirits who want to be with us. And all of the guardian angels are filling the sky like the clouds. They're surrounding us. And the spirit of the star nations are with us. Feel this. Those of us who are gathering here, taking the vow to make a difference on the planet, in each one of us, just by paying attention to counting our blessings and knowing that we are all connected, we are all one. And each one of us, when we come to a place of difficulty, which we all do, and we count our blessings, that we are sending that out, and through the touches, we can just use these simple 1 1/4 touches to honor this vehicle, this universe that we know as our body that houses our soul in the human form. And now let's sit down and just breathe and feel this around us. Feel the wind just talking to us gently through the leaves and through the trees. And the sunlight, feel this wonderful sunlight onto Mother Earth. And give thanks that we are here together. And that we know just by acknowledging this creative divine spark in every cell in our body, that we are making a difference on the planet. And just know over the next weeks, before we meet again, that when we do pick up our pens and write, that we will begin to get some just feelings. Feelings about what was that vow that each one of us made to come together at some point on the planet when once again it was time to acknowledge that divine spirit within each cell in our body. And I am going to leave you, dear friends, in this space, sending out great love and great appreciation for us being together in this way, in nature, and together. And I look forward to whatever way each one of us can share together this time. I would ask that without any more words, we end this session and we meet on Facebook or just from knowing we meet in the heart. Blessings and aloha. And we close this session for now.